Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Coleman Taylor Transmission, servicing Central Mississippi for over 60 years. Their ASE-certified technicians offer dependable transmission services, a warranty, and record services. Call Coleman Taylor today for all your transmission needs.
You're listening to the Rebel Report Podcast, where it's all Ole Miss all the time.
Boy, what is it you want to do when you grow up?
Here's your host, Michael Borky.
Welcome in, everybody, to this edition of the Rebel Report on this Tuesday morning as we record this. I'm Michael Borky. Glad that you are with me, as you always are. Couple of football topics today. First, Ole Miss got some good news in the transfer portal on the line of scrimmage, a position of desperate need, and they got an important pickup, so we'll talk about that. Also lost a portal commitment because I guess if you're not enrolled, you can still be flipped, and so we'll talk about that. Also, we know where Quinshon Judkins is going, so what does that mean for the running back position? We'll discuss all of that today on this edition, again, of the Rebel Report. Please follow me, by the way, on social media, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, at Michael Borky, B-O-R-K-E-Y, and subscribe to this podcast if you have not already, wherever you get them. If you're listening on the website, don't do that anymore. Pull out your phone, your favorite podcast app, search Rebel Report, subscribe, and leave a rating and a review if you like what you hear. Appreciate those of you that have done that already, and appreciate you for being here. So let's start with the big news of the day, literally and figuratively, I suppose. Diego Pounds, a member of the all-name team, especially for a guy on the offensive line, a long-been rumored commitment for Ole Miss, visited, actually put a picture out there of he and Jackson Dart, who, by the way, has been heavily involved in the recruiting of this particular team, was involved in this one as well. Ole Miss locked him down, the 6'5", 6'6", 330-pound left tackle. The starting left tackle for North Carolina hit the transfer portal, is headed over to Ole Miss. So another experienced starter on the offensive line for Ole Miss. Don't forget, this is not their first portal pickup. Jerquan Scott from Southern Miss, who has played in, almost 40 games in his college career, is also joining the offensive line room. So the two portal additions are heavily experienced players for sure, this one being at left tackle. So left tackle starter at North Carolina. A lot of people are talking about the Pro Football Focus grades for him. He would have been the best pass blocker had he played for Ole Miss this past year. Had a 74 pass blocking grade. Again, would have been the best on the Ole Miss team. On the flip side, though, would have had the worst would have had the worst run blocking grade among the regular Ole Miss players on the offensive line had he played for Ole Miss. I do think that that John Garrison does not get enough credit for being as good as he is. I know the offensive line has struggled this season, but I do think that if anybody can improve, especially the run blocking aspect of his game, it is somebody like Garrison. He has a proven track record of sending guys to the NFL. I think 1 year of not great line play is not the best indicator, especially when personnel-wise they were probably not good enough there to begin with. But anyway, point is, starting left tackle at the Power 5 level, really good pass blocker according to Pro Football Focus, and they needed this one. They need offensive line help in the worst way, and they were able to get this one. They're not done. They're going to add more. They're at least certainly trying to add more, but this is a very, very important piece for the Ole Miss offensive line. Almost an entire overhaul on the line was needed here for Ole Miss, frankly, and it looks like they're kind of doing that to begin with, aside from Micah Pettis, and I know they've got other guys on roster that they believe in, but had to get better there, and very clearly they understand that and are addressing that with their second offensive lineman while working on more. And they have to get this position right. It is a must. I mean, a lot has been talked about with this team and going all in for 2024, and this is a playoff team and all that. As is, especially before Diego Pounds, you can't say that with 100% confidence. Yes, they've got quarterback returning. Yes, they've got receivers returning. Yes, they've got tight end returning. And yes, they've done really, really well on the defensive line in the portal so far. They've done well in the secondary in the portal so far, and they're going to keep on adding. They did really well at linebacker. I understand that. But they have to get offensive line correct, or it does lower the ceiling of this team. Now, I'm not saying that with pounds on the boat that they can't be a 10-plus win team and make the playoff. I'm not saying that. But if people are truly talking about this team and contending for a title, which is what the coaching staff and the players there think that they are able to do and what some national guys think that they are able to be, that wasn't realistic until we know if they get the offensive line correct. And so Pounds is a big, big addition to that. But they have to get this right, because they are not contending for a championship without being better up front on the offensive line. It's not happening. So Pounds has got to be a good evaluation. Scott has got to be a good evaluation. Micah Pettis has got to be more consistent, especially after his injury. The back half of the season, Micah Pettis is a guy that you can win games with, but he needs to be more consistent. But they've got to get these evaluations right. They're working on at least one more addition. That evaluation has got to be right if they are going to do what people think that they can do, and that's compete for championships, make a playoff, maybe host a playoff game, and compete in the SEC. They've got to get these right. It is not a complete team yet. The offensive line has got to be better for them to be so. Now, the good news for Ole Miss is everything else besides running back, we'll get to that in a second. Everything else appears to be in really good shape to make that run, but this was an important pickup, and it's an evaluation that they have got to get right. Diego Pounds in the boat, though, for Ole Miss, a very important pickup for sure. We'll get to the rest of the news for Ole Miss football after I tell you that the podcast is brought to you by Advantage Business Systems. Check them out online, absms.com. That's the website. If you're in the market for office technology and your business is located anywhere in Mississippi, absms.com is the website. absms.com. Advantage Business Systems has you covered for all of your office technology needs. Tell them I sent you. You'll get a complimentary office technology assessment. So you tell them what you need and what your budget is, and they will find a solution for you on me at Advantage Business Systems, absms.com. The podcast is also brought to you by Priority One Bank. Let them make you their priority. They have 16 locations here in Mississippi, so there's likely one in your backyard. They make you their priority with local loan servicing and decision-making, so you don't need to get on the phone and talk with somebody out of state. It's somebody that you sit down with face-to-face. They will get to know you. That will be the person that will be servicing your loan and making the decision about your loans, because Priority One Bank makes you their priority. They've got a great online banking platform, and again, 16 locations here in Mississippi, so they are very conveniently located for you, because Priority One Bank makes you their priority. Also, some quote-unquote negative transfer portal news. Ole Miss got the commitment a while ago from Tamarian McDonald, the safety transfer from Tennessee. I guess he hadn't enrolled at Ole Miss yet, and flipped to Louisville. And Louisville is very, very involved in the transfer portal and very involved in NIL. They are, along with Ole Miss and Missouri, one of the main players when it comes to programs that are not a quote-unquote traditional power that are really working hard on building rosters and trying to compete for championships. So good on Louisville for doing this and elevating their game. But it is, in this case, at the expense of Ole Miss. There's been some concern about Tyler Barron, and that being somebody that could possibly flip as well. I know there's been conversation that he's got like a brother that's going to Louisville. It sounds like, and again, I mean, who knows? This stuff moves rather quickly, but it sounds like they're going to be okay there. We will just have to see. I mean, you can be enrolled by now if you're one of these guys. So maybe Ole Miss is able to fight off I guess Louisville for him as well, to keep the edge from Tennessee. They still have Umemi Ellen. That's done, all good. They still have Nolan, done, all good. But apparently McDonald flipping has caused some people to be concerned about Barron, but doesn't sound like you should be worried. I hesitate to say that because of how the portal works, but we will have to see. More importantly, though, losing to Marion McDonald means they have to add a safety from somewhere else. And it sounds like they kind of already have that guy picked out. Yam Banks, who is a Mississippi native, by the way, a South Alabama transfer. He's in the portal. He's going to take an official visit to Ole Miss this weekend, reported by multiple people. I'm seeing it from David Johnson right now, but others have been on this as well, for whatever it's worth to you. But plans to be in Oxford this weekend to take an official visit as early as Friday. He should be in town. Visited Florida, did not leave Florida committed to the Gators, so that's a good sign. A lot of these portal guys take multiple visits, sure, but a lot of times they go to one place and they just kind of commit on the spot and move forward. So him leaving Florida without being committed there is a good sign for Ole Miss. He is actually rated higher as a safety than Tamarian McDonald. And Lane Kiffin tweeted a Moneyball gif, and people are trying to, you know, decipher what that means. I could be wrong here. I could be very wrong, but if you're asking me to interpret a tweet from Lane Kiffin, here's what I kind of figured that meant. They were not willing to overpay for McDonald when you can get a comparable safety for less money. They're doing this Moneyball thing around Ole Miss, and they have assigned values to positions and certain players, and if a player exceeds that value, then they move on and find a player with comparable value. So McDonald was a good commitment to Ole Miss. He's an experienced player. But if Louisville offered more than Ole Miss thought that he was worth, then you have to let players like that walk. You can't just overspend on everybody if that is in fact what's going on here, which I don't know. But again, you're asking me to decipher Lane Kiffin tweets. And so that's the best I got for you. But if they're able to lock down Yam Banks, that would be somebody that would be comparable and rated better that they could get. So losing McDonald is, you know, not ideal, but if they can get Banks in the boat, it's at least on paper, no difference, if anything, maybe improving there in that spot. So we'll see if he's if Ole Miss is able to lock him down this weekend, if he commits to Ole Miss, because again, he is somebody that is from Mississippi, from Ridgeland, so not too terribly far from where I sit right now, and would be a really solid pickup and a more than adequate replacement for losing McDonald. Finally, your last portal news of the day is running back Quinshon Judkins. I saw a headline earlier, by the way, that was Ohio State didn't let Michigan enjoy their moment as they announced the commitment of a blue-chip running back. And I thought, okay, whoever wrote that headline is an absolute moron. With all due respect to that person, but whoever wrote that headline is, I mean, you honestly think that Michigan, after the night they win a national championship, like their thunder was stolen because Ohio State got a running back in the portal? What are you talking about? They just won a national championship, and you're talking about their thunder being, anyway, whatever. Very bad headline. Doesn't matter. Quinshon Judkins is off to Ohio State. There was some conversation about the possibility of him returning. It has been said publicly that by multiple people on the beat that there was the communication between his camp or whoever gauging the interest in Ole Miss in returning. You know that, you know what that tells me is that he lost money in this deal going to Ohio State. Now, don't get me wrong, Ohio State's a blue blood; they're a championship contender. But if Travion Henderson returns, it might not even be the starter there. And he certainly, at least by all accounts, is not getting $850,000 to go to Ohio State. But either way, that is a good pickup for the Buckeyes if they're able to manage the off-the-field stuff and the drama. As you guys know, and too many people are trying to act like he's not a great running back, I think that is just kind of ridiculous. He's a great running back. If Ohio State can manage the personal stuff, then they got a really good pickup, especially if Henderson returns. That 1-2 punch in the backfield is really, really good. But what does this mean for Ole Miss? Where does Ole Miss go from here? The running back market at the moment, anyway, is kind of scarce. If you look at the transfer portal, the running backs in it and the availability of them. Now, as we just talked about with Tamarian McDonald going or flipping from Ole Miss to Louisville, It's not over until they enroll, apparently. And so, I mean, there are guys out there, I suppose, that they could try to flip that are not enrolled in their school. But if you look at the top of the running back list, you've got to go, I mean, Judkins to Ohio State, ETN to Georgia, Penny Boone's to Louisville. Again, shout out to Louisville. Rocket Sanders to South Carolina. The Georgia State transfer, Carroll to Missouri. Jackson to Arkansas. I mean, you got to scroll down a little bit before you get to Logan Diggs, who apparently got injured in the bowl game. The LSU transfer is currently undecided, and they haven't even, On3's algorithm hadn't even given him an NIL value because they don't know his availability, which their algorithm's broken anyway. But still, I mean, you got to really scroll before you get to Roydell Williams, the Alabama transfer. He's currently undecided. And you've got to scroll even some more to get to Brian Beatty, who I don't think Ole Miss is in on. The Auburn transfer, who is 5'6", 170. Apparently a really good return guy, but there's not many guys running back-wise in the portal right now. Doesn't mean they can't flip one, and as you guys know how college football works these days, just because a guy isn't in the portal doesn't mean that he's not being recruited and Ole Miss is not looking at them. I am curious to see what they do from here, though, because the options on the surface at the moment are very limited. They are very limited in the absence of Quinshon Judkins. You know me. I'm not in the camp that would worry about this, and I would tell you that you don't need to worry about this either. Not yet, anyway. I mean, it's January. You have another spring portal period. They're recruiting guys as we speak. Now, they can't get an SEC player unless it's Roydell Williams, which I don't know how interested they are, or Diggs. Otherwise, if they weren't in the portal, then they can't do an interconference transfer, but other guys from other conferences can. It's kind of a mess. Trying to keep up with all of this is a pain in the rear end, but they've got time to add, and they need to. They need to add somebody, and they've got time to do it. Even if they believe in Roscano, I've been asked a couple of times, like, you know, why do you think they're going to add somebody in the portal? Maybe they just believe in Roscano. Maybe they do. They certainly might. I mean, he could be great. He's never taken a meaningful college snap before. And also, it's just a numbers game. I mean, you've got two running backs that you expect to give you meaningful snaps in 2024. And one of them, with all due respect to him, can't stay healthy. By the way, the expected did happen. Didn't mention that before. Bentley is returning to Ole Miss. He is highly productive. He's a really good player. I don't think that he can replace or replicate Judkins' production. He's not the same back, and durability is a question mark with him. But they needed to get him back. They got him back. He will be very effective in that offense because he's shown you that he can be very effective in that offense. So that's a good thing. That's a big deal. He's a really quality player. He'll get more touches, but he's not a 30-touch-a-game guy. Back to the point, though. No need to worry just yet. It's an offense that's attractive to running backs. There's plenty of time to add. They can use the spring, if they don't add right now, to evaluate how ready Roscano is, to see how desperate they need to be in the post-spring window if they do need to add another one. And frankly, as we talked about at the end of the live chat, if you didn't listen to it, Lane Kiffin's offense has successful running backs regardless of their skill level. I mean, a lot of people are bringing up the 2021 season where they had Connor and Ely and Parrish. You had four guys on that Ole Miss team rush for over 500 yards. None of them were the quality of back that Quinshon Judkins is. Running backs are replaceable. And again, we talked about it last time you heard from me, but they are replaceable. It doesn't take away from Judkins' ability. He's an elite-level player. But that doesn't mean that with Bentley returning and whoever they get in the portal in Roscano, they can't be extremely good still at running the football. You've seen Ole Miss under Lane Kiffin before Bentley be extremely good at running the football, and you will probably see them be extremely good at running the football after his departure. Those two things can be true at the same time. Losing Judkins hurts on the field, production-wise anyway. I know there's a lot of drama, but on the field, he's a great player. But just because he's gone doesn't mean that you shouldn't expect Ole Miss to not only get a quality back, even though the portal options are limited right now. They won't be limited forever. They're going to get somebody. I promise you that. And it doesn't mean they won't be able to get somebody that's quality to replace him, and it doesn't mean that they won't have a really quality rushing offense in 2024. That's how Kiffin operates, and that's also kind of part of what comes with the territory with the running back position. So options are limited at the moment. Doesn't mean they will always be. No need to worry yet about the running back position. If we are looking at it this exact same way during the spring window, if they haven't gotten anybody yet and the portal options still look bad, then maybe you should panic. As of this moment, there's really just no reason to at all. So big pickup on the offensive line, very important pickup. Big pickup both in size and magnitude. Lose a safety commitment, but it looks like they're going to bring somebody in, and you would hope they close the deal. And running back is definitely interesting, but no reason to be concerned just yet. We'll do a live stream tonight. We'll talk college football playoff and stuff like that, maybe a little hoops as well. And looking forward to seeing you guys there. But in the meantime, have a great rest of your day. Appreciate you listening, and I'll talk to you guys on the live stream later tonight. If you don't catch it, that's fine. I will put it right here in this feed for you tomorrow, and then we'll do a post-game recap after the basketball game. Very important one. A big environment is deserved for Ole Miss tomorrow night. I think they're going to get one, but those players, this team certainly deserves a big environment for Florida tomorrow night. So we'll do a post-game recap of that as well this week. See you guys soon.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.